This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Tuesday, August the 8th. You are bringing yourself back to the real world. And this is, there's no better place to find out what's going on in the real world, in your real world, than on the DJV show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I thought it was pretty interesting, the Chinese stepping up to the plate when it comes to handling North Korea. They're going to get it in the chops to the tune of about $3 billion, but they said they're going to hold to their promises. And isn't that the problem? In the past, they haven't, or others haven't. They sneak the stuff in, not only to places like North Korea, but these, when you see all these sanctions that are placed against countries like Iran, there's always a way of sneaking the stuff in.
Well, especially right? When you have a willing partner, and the Chinese have been cagey.
All right, so how are they now? You trust them in this circumstance, no, Jennifer, or not?
I don't. I mean, I think it was a big win for the Trump administration, and specifically Nikki Haley, who I think is doing a really, really good job as United Nations ambassador for the country. And
she's done well, yeah.
She was able to orchestrate. I mean, you have even people praising her from the Obama administration, people that are political opponents of Trump saying, wow, she's done a great job, because mm-hmm. she was able to strong-arm a bunch of people on the UN, on the United Nations Security Council, into voting 15 to nothing for these sanctions, which are strong, $3 billion strong for North Korea, and that included China, it included Russia, that she got to come to the table with us. Now, whether or not China actually will live by their word, I hope that they do. I don't know that this is going to be any different than what they did at the beginning of the year when they said to, when they promised President Trump that they would stand by the United States and put the smackdown in North Korea, and they didn't do that. They did not deliver. In the first quarter, the economy between, or the, you know, just the economy, or the economic relationship between China and North Korea grew by 43%. So they lied. So hopefully they will keep their word. I mean, it's a good positive step, but now the proof will be in the pudding for them.
Is it? Does anybody else have this observation about what's going on in terms of international politics? How childish all of this stuff is? The China, it's the Russians and Putin acting like a kid, a child, some prepubescent, and the China, all of these, whether it's Kim Jong-un, or maybe look at all of the countries, and is it just the countries that are led by men, or is it just everywhere? It seems like
Foolish. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think the quest and thirst for power by nature is a pretty childish one, but that seems to be what world leaders and world powers want to do, including us, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of childishness going on. And is it true in business that it's kind of some, I mean, there's some big money at stake with some of these huge companies, and yet you look at the decisions they make and think, what in the world? That's something, an eighth grader wouldn't do that. And so you just wonder sometimes if it's just part of what the reality is, that we think we grow old because our number goes higher. Every year we're a little older, but are we wiser? Are we smarter? Are we better at dealing with things that are really important? And I'll, let me flash back for a minute to Niagara Falls, New York, the Buffalo area. We're back in the 40s and 50s. After World War II, we had industrialized this country in a huge way. We would do anything. We did. In the 40s, during the war, we took any leap. We did anything we could to advance our industrial ability to make ships and you know, make the ordnance of war. And so there was a this excuse me, this area of New York called the Love Canal. Have you heard of that? Ever heard of Love Canal?
No.
It's a sort
not
of
the
off
one in New York.
Niagara Falls. It became a dumping ground for chemical waste for the big companies along the Rust Belt, especially in the Buffalo area. And they filled the land in, and the land was given to the city by the chemical company that was bringing in these barrels of chemicals from companies all over the place. And the city then built houses and an elementary school on this land. And then by the end of the 70s, the early 80s, people were beginning to get really sick who lived there or went to school there. The chemicals actually started rising to the surface. And you could see in the playground of the school where this stuff was coming out of the ground, and nobody knew what it was. But it caused a high incidence of chromosome damage. And so they declared a federal emergency there. It was the beginning of the Superfund. You familiar with the Superfund? It's a government program that's aimed at cleaning up these toxic waste sites that were developed through industrialization of this country. We pulled out all the stops in World War II to be as rapidly advancing in terms of not just technology, but you know, just building and making stuff, airplanes, jeeps, or ships, whatever it is. And so we, you know, found chemicals that could help us do things better and faster. We didn't pay much attention to what the chemicals really were or what they do. And so then after the fact, you have these. I did the same thing in Framingham. There's a company that was called Nyanza, N-I-A-N-Z-A. And they had a huge, they were a huge chemical dump that people brought the waste to this one location, and they would dispose of it, supposedly using filtration systems and stuff, but a lot of the stuff got into the ground and contaminated it. A friend of mine who was a developer was about to buy it, and then he did some testing for some reason or other and found it was horrible. He was going to clean it up. They were going to pay him to clean it up, and then he thought better of it and didn't do it. And in Framingham now, there's a company called General Chemical, which is, again, the same sort of thing, right in the backyard of an elementary school, and it's run by the mafia. And the town has taken them to court and sued them for millions of dollars for corrupt condemning for the land being contaminated. And they just basically declared bankruptcy, said, screw all of you, we're not paying. There was a $30 million fine from the feds. And they're nobody's doing anything. It just sits there across the street from the school. And you just wonder, how many more places are there like that around where, again, the consideration was not given to what was in, what these chemicals were all about, and combining them. They just dumped them all together. Sometimes they'd left them in the 55-gallon drum and dropped them. That's what happened, excuse me, in Niagara Falls. And also here, they would dig holes and just put the cans in the ground and cover them over. And then...
Well, wasn't it a few months ago, a similar story just like that about nuclear rods that had been buried in ice in northern Canada or Alaska or something, and then, like, you know, with climate change and everything, it's now they're starting to be unearthed. Right. They're in danger of being exposed now.
What you wrap them in the case of the chemical, they just put them in 55-gallon steel drums.
Yeah.
You put them in the ground, the steel rusts, and the stuff just comes out of the can. And so... is that sort of thing. It's a, now we're critical of it, but again, back to the vagaries of war and what happens in some of these. This was a very famous thing. The government got involved. It was called Love Canal. That was in 1978 when it was declared a federal disaster area. And it's, I don't know whether it is now all cleaned up or not, but can you imagine living in that circumstance or what in the world came of being in that area? Woo-wee. All right, food for thought. It's 15 past the hour. More food for thought in the form of the television report up next here on the DJV Experience. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The DJV Experience.
NAPA know-how.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastinate patience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 full synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, though we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with Heavy Duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And Delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, 18 half the hour now. Jen Jen, what's the schedule for tonight on the Boober?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to start with something that is you can stream today because I think that that's actually the place to go. On Apple Music at 6 p.m. Pacific time, James Corden's Late Late Show segment, Carpool Karaoke, will now be a finger-snapping series. The show will bring fun celebrity pairings together behind the wheel as they buckle up. The road trip will feature LeBron James, Ariana Grande, Metallica, Camila Cabello, Miley Cyrus, and her entire family, and other musicians. So if you love Carpool Karaoke, there are new episodes available. It starts on Apple Music tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Now,
so who's going to watch that?
I love Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Love to take it with me. So that's kind of a fun thing. So now if you want to watch the regular TV tonight, NBC has a brand new episode of America's Got Talent. The judge cuts are continuing tonight. Seal actually joins the panel for tonight's festivities. There's also, a lot of talk about pot and where it's legal and where it will be legal. CNBC has a program on at 10 p.m. tonight called The Profit, Marijuana Millions. So settle down with some snacks and junk food and watch The Profit, Marijuana Millions. The World
Munchy
of Dance
food.
Is new, exactly, on NBC at 10 p.m. And then a series called Somewhere Between is new at 10 p.m. on ABC. Laura and Nico are trying to stop a serial killer that she believes killed one of her family members. You can see that. It's a brand new show on ABC. There's a new WWE SmackDown tonight at 8 o'clock on USA. And if you want to do a little flashback, a little movie, Face Off. Remember that? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
John Travolta, Nicolas Cage, that's on Sci-Fi tonight at 9 o'clock.
All right, so the continuation of the controversy regarding Hawaii Five-0. Daniel Day Kim has decided to leave Hawaii Five-0. That's not news, but he underscored that even though it was an important part of his life for 7 years, he couldn't stay because he didn't get paid enough because he thinks he's just as important as the other two leads, Scott Kahn and, Laughlin, which is nonsense because he's not. And neither was Grace Park, but they both quit. Daniel Day Kim is producing some show called The Good Doctor for ABC.
Oh, that looks so good.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That I saw during The Bachelor, they showed previews of it last night. It's a guy who's a doctor, but he's autistic, and he has all these special skills as a surgeon, but the hospitals don't want to hire him because they think he's a liability. It looks like it's a really good series.
Is that kind of a throw-off on what's-his-face? House?
It's from the creators of House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same.
Which was a great show. So if you like House, you'll probably really like this.
Yeah, it was. So anyway, Daniel Day Kim went to Israel with me, the handlers handling him and me at the same time.
Daniel Day Kim was there?
Yeah. He was difficult,
really?
I was told. Anyway, he was in Lost. He went to Hawaii first and started in Lost, right?
Yeah, he was in Lost. I mean, look, if he felt like he was being shortchanged, then that's his right to leave.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep, 21.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, Dad. Ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend Battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Maybe even as an adult. We shall overcome. So this is a spiritual from the 19th century. How did it become We Shall Overcome? This, and I think if you go back to the civil rights era, it was used a lot. It belongs, or at least we thought, in the public domain. But now there are people who say that you need to pay license fees for its use in movies and TV programs. There's a federal judge who's providing some answers in this battle. It's when you look at, well, it's not just the activists, the copyright people, all those folks. There's supposed to be a time when a song that's written becomes part of the public domain. That's the case with most hymns that you read, that you sing in church. It's a lot of the old patriotic songs and just music in general. About a year and a half ago, the Richmond Organization and Ludlow Music were sued in a bid to have We Shall Overcome declared free for all. The campaign is certainly, I mean, this is the same bunch that fought a similar fight over Happy Birthday to You,
right,
that everybody thought was public domain. Key issue appears to be whether there were copyrightable contributions to the song reflected in two registrations from the early 1960s. Neither side is disputing that the song is derived from a spiritual, but the defendants believe after the song was adopted and popularized, like this is Pete Seeger singing it, the words changed to "We will overcome" and "We shall overcome," and they're used interchangeably. So this group that's suing says Seeger also changed the lyrics from "Down in My Heart" to "Deep in My Heart" and added two new verses, while other authors on the copyright registration made their own contributions. So they've presented evidence, including various statements over the years from Pete Seeger expressing both confusion about authorship as well as a demand he not be on the copyright papers. So, Library of Congress calls this song the most powerful song of the 20th century. And so where do the So where does it go? The money, if they find that, they have to pay, who's going
to
get it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too, especially if Pete Seeger doesn't want to be on the papers for it.
Right.
So
whoever owns it currently, they said they give it, they give all the money, any proceeds from movies or anyone else who's used this song, they give them to various African American charities and things like that around the country. But there's the interesting thing about this as well is that remember the movie The Butler?
Yes, good movie.
Lee Daniels, The Butler?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They wanted to use a snippet of this song and ended up not doing it because it would have cost them $100,000.
Really?
So that's wow. Part of this lawsuit is, yeah, they feel like this should be public domain.
Yeah. I agree. I think it should be. All right, so that's the story of what's going on with We Shall Overcome. Nice story. Remember Yo-Yo Ma?
Love Yo-Yo Ma.
A fantastic cellist. He made an impassioned plea to some of the concert goers when he was at Tanglewood to ask them to help find the lost puppy from his conductor, David Zinman. And this man, he actually was the fellow that is the conductor, found his puppy. A 4-month-old Havanese named Carlito vanished, and the conductor was afraid the puppy would get run over by a car or snatched up by a coyote. Yo-Yo Ma considered Zinman to be one of his great mentors, so he was quick to help. A local person named Grace Elrod didn't attend the show but heard about the lost dog from concert goers. She and her boyfriend were driving in Lenox that night. They spotted the puppy in the road. She says she knew right away it was Carlito. He turned the pup unharmed to the owner. Isn't that nice?
Huh. As a dog owner, that's a horrible thing to worry about.
Oh, yeah, it is. 28 after the hour, DJB time.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In automotive news, GM plans to launch a new electrical vehicle architecture and infotainment system capable of over-the-air updates before 2020. It won't be entirely new for GM since the Chevy Bolt has a connected infotainment system capable of over-the-air updates. However, GM has not activated that capability beyond its OnStar system. Ford most recently announced plans to add Android Auto and Apple CarPlay in its Sync 3-equipped 2016 vehicles via a wireless software update. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate. Available on the 2017 Ford Escape lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym to bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Minutes after the hour, DJ V Experience. Time for food news. Victoria Keelan is here in Kara Schillen. And the I had a great meal last night. I was thinking about seasonings and what people do, these new foodie trends. And I don't even know that I know how to pronounce this, Victoria. Sriracha, is that what it is?
It is.
100. That was great.
Yeah.
Really? It's a sauce. A lot of people are adding it to everything. This guy we had do the cooking here last night was fabulous. He was a young fellow who has a great experience in Brooklyn and Providence doing specialties. And he came up with some great ideas, things that I never have heard about. But everything was just fantastic. Tastes just right, you know, kind of special thing. And I wonder if sriracha is supposed to be something like that. Is this the new seasoning? Is this something you're going to find Paul Prudhomme using or Wolfgang Puck? What is this stuff?
Wolfgang Puck probably has been on the sriracha bandwagon for a while, yeah. You know, it's one of those, it's like the new Tabasco. It's probably the best way to describe that. It's even in Tabasco sauce now. There's Sriracha Tabasco flavored stuff. There's Sriracha flavored potato chips. I mean, it's everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's
overdone.
I mean, here in New York City, it's certainly overdone. I think we're moving beyond the Sriracha, which is why these new Sriracha sticks are for at home seasoning.
Well, what is Sriracha? Where does it come from?
I want to say it's like an Asian thing. I feel like it's an Asian spice. Yeah.
Well, the guy who runs the company is a guy named Jimmy Chan, so that may not be a stretch.
Right.
Yeah, apparently it's named after a coastal city in Thailand, so I would say that's probably where it came from.
Yeah, it's a chili. It's made of a mix of chili peppers, Asian chili peppers, distilled vinegar, garlic salt, and sugar.
All right. Sriracha. Racha.
So it's like it's like Asian Tabasco sauce, if that makes sense.
I never liked Tabasco sauce.
Me neither. I don't like the smell of it.
Good food, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You may be interested to know that soda consumption, tonic consumption, what else do they call it? Soda pop fell to a 31-year-old, good Doug, 31-year low last year. Decline attributed to waning demand among health-conscious consumers. Here's how much each drink category grew in the last year, according to Beverage Marketing Corporation. Lower-calorie products like value-added water, sparkling water, flavored water, enhanced waters, bottled water, coffee and tea, more shoppers buying and using. Higher-calorie products like sugar, sodas, fruit beverages are fading. That's not surprising, is it?
Mm-mm.
Find that surprising at all.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. Food news and a focus on getting sick. Meals from the Mediterranean we call it the Mediterranean diet, right? Linked to stronger bones, healthier heart, longer life, along with reduced risk for diabetes and high blood pressure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is always extolling the value and virtue of the Mediterranean diet. So here's one more thing that's good. If you're on a pretty strict Mediterranean diet, which is fishes and lots of veggies, it will lead to you not having to worry so much about dementia. New research presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference found healthy older adults who follow the Mediterranean diet lowered their risk of dementia by one-third. So it's just the opposite of having lasagna or pizza. And that's, by the way, those are neither one of them are. People think these are Italian dishes. Pizza came from Greece. And lasagna is just a bunch of pasta that, you know, you flatten out a bunch of pasta. I get a big kick out of being asked in the restaurant whether you want penne pasta or you want thin pasta, hair, angel hair. You want, what's it? It all comes from the same stuff. It all tastes the same. What do you care?
Well, yeah, but it has totally different textures.
Yeah.
But it tastes the same.
Like, I personally don't like, linguine. It's too thick. I like an angel hair instead.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it just depends on whatever the sauce is. It's a lot. If you do a bolognese, then you don't want to have, well, I personally would like to have a thinner pasta because that's a lot per bite.
What, bolognese, is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was pronounced some other way.
Like bologna. It's bolognese is from Bologna.
And what is it?
It's meat sauce.
Yeah.
It's meat cooked in red marinara sauce.
And marinara is just without the meat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. That's okay. Just the tomato-based sauce.
So the Mediterranean diet, the true Mediterranean diet, is plant-based cooking, with the majority of the meals focused on fruits and vegetables, grains, beans, seeds, nuts, and extra virgin olive oil. Doesn't have any refined sugar or flour or fats. No butter at all. A meat sometimes makes a rare appearance, but usually it's the flavor. The meals may include eggs, dairy, poultry, but not much of that either. Fish, the staple. Red wine, the staple. So I've been on a kick a long, long time about wine and the things that come, the extracts from wine and grape juice. Pycnogenol. Are you familiar with that? You know what pycnogenol is?
No, I've never. I know resveratrol is what. That's the good ingredient in grapes and red wine. But that's I don't what know I, what. What's the no, one you right. said again?
No, pycnogenol. You just. That's what I get for relying on my memory. Pycnogenol is yeah. You're right. It is resveratrol.
Right. What's pycnogenol? What is that word?
Pycnogenol.
Okay.
Is another extract. That comes from certain fruits, but resveratrol is just grapes. You are right about that. Yes, you are.
That's
correct.
That's the anti-aging component
of it. Yes, so it's great stuff, anti-aging. Yeah. All right, those of you who are into marijuana, we've had a lot of conversation about marijuana today. In the food news, a company called Brew Buds selling marijuana single-serve coffee pods. Coffee infused with marijuana. $7.
That's like an upper and a downer all at once. I don't get that.
A couple of mochas at Starbucks.
Yeah.
The pods are like the Keurig pod. You stick it in the thing and it cooks itself mostly, right? Isn't that what the Keurig pod does? You can buy all kinds of
the little individual cups of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can get your choice of marijuana-infused coffee, cocoa, or tea. You have three different doses of THC, 10 milligrams, 25 milligrams, or over the top, 50 milligrams. Consumers can choose between uplifting and relaxing weed. Uplifting weed varieties, relaxing weed varieties in their coffee. Wow. This is in Colorado only at the moment. The site that sells it informs users that, quote, it can take as long as 2 hours to experience the effects of marijuana-infused products. You have to have patience. Don't drink more. Just wait and let it, I suppose, nature take its course, in a manner of speaking, right?
Right.
If it's your first time, start off with 5 milligrams of THC. Don't use any more for the rest of the day. If it doesn't produce the desired effect, quote-unquote, try 10 milligrams the next time. And then the same guidelines apply for tea and cocoa. Can you imagine marijuana cocoa? I can't even come to
that. I mean, the CBD oil that, you know, that Dr. Jack was talking about that's become so popular, that's legal to buy. You can buy it on the internet. It's in a lot of dark chocolate, certain kinds of candy and oils that you can, you know, rub on your different tension spots.
Right.
That's extremely relaxing. I went through a period where I couldn't sleep at all, and my doctor recommended some CBD chocolates and things like that, and it really does help. It just gives an overall sense of wellness and calm. But there's no hallucinogenic effect to it because there's no THC. So there's no high. It's just extremely relaxing. But I don't understand the point of adding sugar and coffee and caffeine with marijuana. I don't really get that.
Yeah.
I think that's just a way for people to just keep consuming it all day long, maybe.
Well, there's all kinds of... We kind of violate, I think, we do some of the things that have become traditions. Everybody's got to... I mean, these people are very clever, and so they're trying to sell something. I understand that. It's kind of like Trader Joe putting green tea into vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What do you want to do that for?
But, you know, the funny thing is green tea ice cream has existed in sushi restaurants and Asian restaurants forever.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, my gosh. I when I was a little kid, whenever we would go to, like, a hibachi place or whatever, they always had green tea ice cream.
Mm-hmm. There is a recall of, by the way, the Trader Joe green tea ice cream because there may be some small metal pieces in the ice cream. Also the same with the mocha chocolate. I buy some ice cream there because I think it's good, but maybe you'd stay away. They had a nice chocolate chip vanilla. It was kind of cool. I like Trader Joe's, frankly.
Trader Joe's is great, yeah.
Yeah.
The lines are so long in Manhattan, but it's great.
Are they really?
In and out. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, now, the big thing here with Trader Joe's is, and I go back to something that has been floating around. I'm one of these people that tries to explain every time this comes up the difference between Listeria, Salmonella, and E. coli.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be a scare. There's always going to be a chance Listeria is going to show up no matter how clean the place is. Trader Joe's trades on frozen and prepared foods. And they prepare them in different kitchens around the country and freeze it and then distribute it. So there's always going to be, and there was, a problem with listeria contamination with some of their prepared foods earlier on. Listeria can hide anywhere. Please understand, when you see that, most people get all worked up about it, and it's really not anything to get worked up about if you have a strong immune system. If you don't have a strong immune system, then it comes into conflict, and that's usually younger people and older people. But if you're eating well, good supplementation, you're not going to have the problem with listeria. But it hides everywhere, inside lettuce, inside the tissue of lettuce and spinach and things that are green. And it could stay, you know, as the plant is growing, this bacteria grows into the fabric of some of it, and then you eat it, and you're exposed to it. And as I say, it's not something that you should worry about, but the way, you see, we can, I suppose, manipulate this around, take a shot at Monsanto, whether that's, in this circumstance, probably not fair. But this is the kind of stuff that they do. You know, their stuff is in the fiber of whatever is growing. It's the, it gets into, you can't wash it off, in other words. A lot of times people
right.
think you can take lettuce or spinach or something and you can wash it off and clean it up. No, not anymore. And so if there is a, and I don't know how to tell you as a farmer how to, this is so persistent now, how to know that it's there until it's too late. You don't. Especially if it's in lettuce tissue, spinach tissue, that the plant, whatever it is, you don't know. And even if you inspect the lettuce, you're not going to be able to tell unless you actually eat it. That's the taste test with any of these things. Listeria and romaine lettuce, I mean, that's the fastest growing crop in the U.S. in terms of production. More romaine lettuce is grown than anything else. Do you know that?
I did not know that. But that's maybe even more the reason to go organic, too.
Right. If you're organic, then you're not going to have these sorts of problems. The listeria, in the after effect, yes, but it's not going to be growing. If they're true organic products, then this stuff is not going to be growing in the leaves. It's only going to be in stuff that's not organic.
Right.
You find it. Yep. All right, 11 before the hour here, DJV time.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, though we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Let me tell you about my client, Michael Dorsey. He was a fine actor, maybe a great actor. But for every role he wanted, there was a reason why he wasn't right.
Sorry, you're too tall.
I can be shorter.
No,
I
can't use you. Too short.
Oh, I can be taller.
Too moody. Next.
Too old.
Too stubborn.
You're too much trouble.
Too tough.
Too temperamental.
Too pushy.
Too difficult.
Michael, no one will hire you.
So people used to say to me,
just push me.
Boy, did he show us.
Something's telling me it might be you.
Never got into this movie. Never thought it was funny.
It was
never
creepy.
Yeah, it was. Thank you. Thank you. I thought I was the only one who
I call it creepy Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's like, this is music from Tootsie, but because Chucker has such a weird sense of what's good, he probably thought this was fabulous, right, Chucker?
Well, me and about 80 other million Americans love this movie.
All right.
So you're in the vast minority. We play that because Dustin Hoffman, surprisingly, turns 80 years old today.
80?
Yes,
that's incredible. 80.
So he wasn't, he and Hackman were roommates. Hackman's older than that, though, I think. Isn't he like 83, 84?
Hackman's actually, I think, 86 or 87.
86, yeah, right.
Yeah.
They went to movie school or acting school together, didn't they?
They did, in, I believe in New York City. Hoffman got his big break when he co-starred opposite John Voight in Midnight Cowboy, I believe in 1970. Ratso Rizzo went on to do The Graduate opposite Anne Bancroft. Made a lot of great films, Tootsie being one of them, All the President's Men. Papillon played Lenny Bruce in the movie Lenny. Kramer vs. Kramer, great bio, great career, and by all accounts, a pretty good guy.
You know, I'm just sitting here remembering that movie. I don't remember the name of it, where the two of them were together, Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman. Hoffman's a lawyer. Hackman runs jury pools. And it said that that movie, or the idea behind it, was the seed that got the TV show Bull going. Yeah. Understanding the jury pool.
Was it Runaway Jury?
I think it was.
Yeah.
John
in that movie.
Yeah, John, what's his face, was in it. And Rachel Weisz. John.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Accuser. Yep, yep.
Yeah, that was the only film that Hoffman and Gene Hackman did together. Also played Captain Hook in Steven Spielberg's Hook. But, you know, when I was thinking about Tootsie, when I sent that clip down, I sort of reflected and realized how different movies play nowadays. I mean, Tootsie, when it was a thing called newspapers, and you looked at what was playing at the theater, Tootsie literally ran week after week all summer long back when it was released. Now movies pretty much come and go within a month and really don't have legs. It's a very quick turnover in the marketplace, unlike back in the 90s when Tootsie played where it played literally for 30 straight weekends at theaters.
All right, Chucker. Good information. Thank you. I always count on you to bring us something we don't know. Chucker has movie news for us right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Mowing the lawn. For some, it's one of the biggest wastes of time on your weekend. So why hasn't someone invented a robot to mow your lawn? Introducing the Husqvarna 450X Auto Mower, a robotic lawn mower that doesn't even need gas. Steve Ulia is from Husqvarna.
Put a guide wire around your yard so the mower knows where to be and where not to be. You set times when you want it to mow and when you don't want it to mow, and it just goes out, rain, shine, night, day, doesn't matter. It just goes out and keeps your lawn cut.
Why use a guide wire?
GPS is not pinpoint accurate. It's off quite a bit in some cases. Someday we'll be able to use GPS and we can eliminate the guide wire. But what I tell people now is we need the guide wire because it's the matter of having rose bushes and not having rose bushes.
Find out more at Husqvarna.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by Asus.
Hi, Chuck. What do you have for other movie news for us today?
It's not been confirmed, but rumors circulating that Daniel Craig will play James Bond not once, but two more times.
Wow.
For MGM. I'm assuming he's going to get a massive paycheck to do so. Amazon Pictures is going to produce a movie called Lucy and Desi, Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz movie. Cate Blanchett signing on the star as Lucille Ball. Aaron Sorkin will write the script. I guess the question is, do people really want to see? I know they've done this storyline before in TV movies, but people really want to see Lucille Ball, warts and all, in her personal life. I don't know if that's a good idea. And Sharknado 5, after it ended, my daughter yelled out, "We need a reboot."
She's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what can they do? I mean, the same silly stuff over and over again, and better writers.
Well, I don't think Tara Reid would work if it wasn't for the Sharknado franchise.
She would not.
I don't think so.
That's it, huh?
Although, kudos to Ian Ziering. I think he's actually pretty fun on that franchise.
Sharknado. Chucker, come on. It's 20, no, it isn't either. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.